It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is the last day of the month, July 31st, and we welcome you to worship. The Bible tells us this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, sometimes people think the Lord's house is a large organization. They think it's a building. It's not. The Lord's people, friends, is what this is referring to, and coming together. And where two or three are gathered, God said, he's in the midst for a period of time. For a period of time, God has allowed this technology to strengthen us. We will not always have it, so gather the strength while you can, my friends. Let's pray as my wife takes us, lovely wife takes us to the throne of grace. If she's with us, I'm not sure she's on. We can't hear anything. She may not be actually on at this moment. Let me go ahead and pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Bless us as we worship you this morning. We thank you for your kindness and grace, and we ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to have our opening song. The opening song is It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
lift up your head, your redemption is
We'll be talking about Moses, the children of Israel, their complaints about water and bread. So I've entitled this, The Bread and Water of the Wilderness. The Bread and Water of the Wilderness. We're in Exodus chapter 15, and it is verse 22 where we will be beginning. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for the truth. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us about the bread and water of the wilderness, and help us, Lord, to make have a clear understanding of the lessons you have for us. Help us to know that you love us. Help us to know that you're with us. Help us to know that you want us to be free. And freedom comes with truth, Lord. For if the Son sets you free, we're free indeed. And Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said in John 8:32, that we must know the truth, and therefore we would be free. The truth would set us free. We ask that you bless us now, Father, that we will always have the Holy Spirit leading us, and therefore we will be kind, loving, and godly people. In Jesus' name, amen. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into, somebody's actually calling the wrong number, they think they're calling me, I'm sorry, they think they're calling the broadcast. All right, let me just do that. Thank you. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days into the wilderness, and found no water. Now, what had God just done, brothers and sisters? This is a lesson for us. What has God done in your life? And then something doesn't go quite right. We just lose it. We just have no faith. God just brought them out of the Red Sea. They just sang the song of Moses. Pharaoh's army was drowned, you know, and 3 days, and they couldn't find water, and they complained. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Brothers and sisters, please understand, God wants us to learn to grow past looking to men. While we are to have leadership in men and women, we are not to look to them. We are to look to God. God has just placed them in that role to help move us forward, and we should be willing to work together. And some people don't like to follow instructions in any way, shape, or form. And that's why a lot of people can't work together, because they won't follow instructions. You know, some of us have ancestors that were slaves, and slavery did a number on a people, because there was so much. If you decided you wanted to run, you were afraid somebody might say something, and maybe somebody they would manipulate. The masters would manipulate, and maybe some of the lighter skinned people could be in the big house, and they got the better food, and so they thought they got the pork and stuff, and they left the greens for the slaves, and the slaves didn't realize it, but they had the best part of the food. Okay, so I'm here to tell you that sometimes we have a history, and in our culture, it's hard to work together. That's because you don't want to see anybody else get ahead, and you'd rather sabotage the whole program because it looks like somebody's getting ahead a little bit. I'm here to tell you, the people of God who finish the work of the Lord will not have these attitudes. The people of God who finish the work will be unselfish. The people of God who finish the work will allow Jesus to rule and reign. But the people of God who finish the work will have a win-win mindset, brothers and sisters. What is a win-win mindset? A mindset that let's work together, and I want to win, and you want to win, and we want God to win, okay? We, first of all, God's got to win, and then when he wins, we both win. You see, a lot of people get into contractual relationships, and it's I win, you lose. They don't care about whether you win or lose. They just want to make sure they get theirs. That's not a mindset of a true Christian, you see. And the Lord has been blessing us. The Lord blesses our ministry because we don't try to hurt anybody. We don't try to take from anybody. We don't try to complain because somebody has more of something. If you can get ahead, praise the Lord. Just remember the Lord and you're getting ahead, my brothers and sisters. And so the people coming out of slavery here had a problem, and they complained against Moses that slavery does a number on you. So God knew that slavery affects people, so he's merciful because he knows the effects of slavery. And woe to those who try to enslave others. And guess what? You don't have to enslave others by beating them all the time. It doesn't have to be that you enslave somebody because they can't leave. Sometimes you can enslave your husband. You can enslave your wife by controlling and manipulating them. A woman can manipulate her husband with her body. A man can manipulate his wife by refusing to give her any funding or whatever the case might be. And yes, manipulation can come from the fear of being hit or abused in various ways. But there are various ways to abuse somebody. That's what I'm trying to say. So, my friends, we have to make sure that we are not controlling individuals. I will tell some of you who know what the spirit of prophecy is, one of the most pointed statements in the spirit of prophecy. I have it. I'll share it with you. It talks about when a woman will rule or ruin her husband. The servant of the Lord said, take her back to her mother. And as much as God and his servant would believe in the sanctity of marriage, you've got to be free in the marriage, brothers and sisters. Marriage is not some bondage that takes away your individuality. So husbands, your wife has individuality. You can't control her like a child. Wives, your husband has individuality. You can't control. Now, when you see something that's not right, you go, you pray, you talk to him, you talk to her, you pray together about it, you study, show what the word of God says, and then be a godly example of what God would want. You know, God wants us to tell people the truth and then leave them with the Holy Spirit, friends. That's what God wants. And the Holy Spirit can break the shackles of the spell that sometimes binds us. And so we need to give up this mindset of control and manipulation, because we will only get hurt in the end. Yes, no, we'll hurt other people too, but we will be hurt. The manipulator is hurt in the end. All right, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? We're in verse 25 now, and he cried unto the Lord. That's beautiful. See, Moses knew what to do. They complaining against him, he cried unto the Lord. That's a powerful principle, brothers and sisters. When people come against you, they're not really coming against you. They're coming against God. So you just talk to God about it. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them. That means he tested them. And watch this. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. That means, in short, if you will obey what I say, he says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is a powerful principle. People are not getting well because they're not obedient. That's the problem. That's the problem. God said, if you would obey what I say, you won't get the diseases of Egypt. Guess what? Paleopathologist, that's a scientist that is part archaeologist and part pathologist that does autopsies, okay? So they're an archaeological pathologist type of an individual, paleopathologist, okay? That's what they are. They have dug up the ancient mummified bodies of the Egyptians that they wrap so well. They don't know how the Egyptians were able to embalm the bodies. They don't even know how to this day what they were able to do and how they were able to do it. But the bodies are intact, brothers and sisters. The Egyptian mummies are intact. And when they do autopsies on them, they can see the actual occlusion that caused the heart attack. They can actually see the breast tumor that killed the person, okay? They can see the cancers, the arthritis, the diabetes. And they found all those main diseases in Egypt. We're not supposed to have cancer. We're not supposed to have diabetes. We're not supposed to have hypertension. These were the diseases of Egypt. And guess what? You don't have to have them, brothers and sisters. We run wellness retreats. I'm not putting in a commercial, but I'm just telling you what God can do. In 10 days, we see people, not saying it has to happen to everybody, but I'm saying we generally see, it's a rare thing not to see improvement, significant improvement in 10 days, brothers and sisters. You know, that's why I believe God gave the 10-day test in the book of Daniel. Daniel said, just give us 10 days and give us a plant-based diet to eat. It's called Pulse in the King James Version, but that's a plant-based diet. And then give everybody else all that chicken, all that fish, all that beef, all that pork. And I'm not picking on Louisiana, but I drove my first time in Louisiana, I touched down and the person picking me up, I'd never been down there, and he picked me up from the airport and asked me if I brought my passport. It kind of scared me for a minute because I was like, wait a minute. I think I remember this is one of the 50. I thought he was joking, but I thought, but what he was trying to tell me is that from where I was to where I now am, I'm in another world. And as we were driving down, I'm used to seeing hot dog stands, but they had craw dog stands, you know. And you saw restaurants that might resemble the name, like we have Shake and Bake, where you put the batter on the chicken or whatever. It puts the batter on the chicken. You shake it and bake it. They have stuff like Snake and Bake. You know, they ate everything down there, and that was the first time I had seen that. And that's not derogatory in any way. You'll have television programs, and they'll talk about the people in the bayou and the different things that, you know, that they eat. So I'm just here to say, if you eat alligator, if you eat snake, if you eat possum, if you eat other stuff, you know, the bottom line is that's not God's plan for your life. And so we're going to see that God said, if you eat the way I eat instead of the way the Egyptians eat, I will put none of these diseases upon thee that I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, this is something that I want you to know. There is a mistake people make. What is that mistake? Because a chapter ends, psychologically, we just cut off the thought and we consider the next chapter disconnected to the previous chapter. We really shouldn't, because the Bible tells us that we should study line upon line, line upon line. When you look that word line up, it means words upon words. So that means the verses before a verse should be considered, and the verses after a verse should be considered in your interpretation of that verse. You should study it in context. You see, there are reasons why people have false doctrine. They don't know how to study the Bible. Some of them don't know how to study the Bible. Others, they know, but they just don't do because it's not popular to do so. But I am here to tell you, a lot of people don't study in context. So they'll pull out a verse and it'll say something like, don't let any man judge you at meat, drink, respect of an holy day, the new moon of the Sabbath days. And they stop right there. They say, see there, you don't need to be keeping the Sabbath. You can eat whatever you want. Don't let anybody judge you at meat and drink. Brothers and sisters, that was talking about the meat offerings, the drink offerings, the annual Sabbath, okay? That's what it was talking about, because the rest of the verse says, which are a shadow of things to come. Those on Facebook, you can see the shadow. Look at my forehead. You can see the shadow of my hand, but you don't see my hand. But now you do. But if you look at it just right, you know that my hand is coming into view, okay? So a shadow can show you, depending on the light, what's coming. So these ceremonial ordinances were beautiful forecasts of Jesus. The Passover forecasted his death on Calvary, because on the Passover night, the death angel passed over. When we accept Jesus' sacrifice for us, the death angel passes over us, and we don't have to die because we accept his sacrifice for us. There was the Feast of Pentecost, which represented Christ sending the Holy Ghost. There was the Feast of, I'm not giving you all of them, the Feast of the Day of Atonement, which represented Christ moving from the holy place to the most holy place to begin a work of judgment so we can go home. God has to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, the Bible says, whether there be good or whether they be evil. Why? Because he has promised that iniquity will not rise the second time, So he has to go through the books and show that the people he brings to heaven, prostitutes and murderers and thieves who were converted, were actually converted and changed their lives. And he has to show why he didn't let some preachers get to heaven. Oh, that was Reverend so-and-so. Well, he's not there because he wouldn't follow the Bible, and he kept letting people call him Reverend. When you call a man Reverend, you are calling him God. Only God is Reverend. The Bible says Reverend and holy is his name. We got all that stuff from Roman Catholicism, brothers and sisters. They call the bishops Reverend, and we call them Father. Jesus said, don't call any man Father. It didn't mean say, don't say hi, Daddy, or have spiritual parents. It was talking about that fathership that should be only referred to by as God. That's what that was talking about, my friends. And so this is the end of the chapter. But it's Exodus 15:26 said, if you obey, you won't get the diseases of Egypt. If you count one verse, and then we move to the next chapter, we're in verse 2 past that verse. It says, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation, that's the third verse after that promise, of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And verse 3, which is four verses after that wonderful promise, it says, and the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Just four verses after God says, if you would just follow my way, you won't die of the diseases of Egypt. The people complained and said, I want my chicken, I want my fish, I want my beef, I want my pork, I want my pigs, possums, lizards, and llamas. I want all this meat. We want meat. We want meat. We want meat. They're about to stone Moses. Friends, let me tell you something. You can have your meat. You can have your chicken, fish, and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to stick with a plant-based diet because a plant-based diet does not cause heart attacks. A plant-based diet doesn't cause cancer. A plant-based diet doesn't cause strokes. A plant-based diet doesn't cause autoimmune diseases. A plant-based diet doesn't cause fibroid tumors. A plant-based diet doesn't cause prostate problems, brothers and sisters. Four verses. Now watch this. So five verses after that promise. Look at what God's response was. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them. That means test them, whether they will walk in my law or no. So when you connect that to five verses before, God said, if you would walk in my law, you won't get sick. So God says, I'm going to put them on a plant-based diet to test them to see if they're willing to walk in my law. How can you do that, Lord? We're in a wilderness. You can't plant and harvest. I'm going to rain the plant-based diet from heaven. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If your heart is sincere and you want to do what's right, God will provide. He's able. If he has to pour it down from heaven, he is able. If you want to do what is right, if you will give your whole self to make sure, I don't care how poor you are, you can be a homeless person and God can bring plant-based diet to you. Some stranger or an angel disguised as a stranger might bring you a salad every day. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's just that our whole heart is not with it. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalm 119, verse 9. Verse 10 says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. We don't give him our whole heart. That's the problem. We won't make a full surrender. We are under a spell. If you haven't made a full surrender, you're under a spell. You may not believe it. You may not accept it. You might even be mad that I said it, but it is. All of us have been under a spell. All of us. Anytime, let me tell you how I can prove you've been under a spell. Have you ever had a little problem with something? Maybe you have a problem with women and you know, a woman passes by scantily clothed and you're in a trance. You just can't look. You just got to keep looking, and you're looking at certain parts of her body. You're in a trance. Somebody needs to slap you. You're in a trance. You just can't stop doing it. I've seen a carpenter, you know, nailing a nail. And then the woman walks by, and he's not looking at what he's doing. It's out. He hits the wrong nail. He hits his fingernail because his eyes are on a woman, brothers and sisters. That's a spell. Ladies, you're walking by, you know you're addicted to German chocolate cake, and you see one in a store, and you're just in a trance. You're just looking at that German chocolate. And then you bump into somebody because you can't even watch where you're going. You're in a spell. Temptation is an attempt simply to put you under the spell of witchcraft. Every temptation is nothing but an attempt to cause you to be under the power of hypnosis. And when you respond with a thus saith the Lord, you break the spell. That's why the devil doesn't want you to understand how to use the word of God. That's why it's easy to think that everybody, even though this person does this and this person does the opposite of that, it's easy to say, well, you know, well, we don't know which one of them's right. The Bible will tell you which one of them is right, but we can't be under a spell, brothers and sisters. Let's move forward and ask God to break that spell. Can you say amen? It says, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, at even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat. Now watch this. God said he was going to rain bread to test them. But you see, when you ask God for something, he might give it to you. And they ate it. He was kind enough to say, okay, you want a little flesh? I'll give you a little flesh. But that was the last time. And you go and study the Bible. The next time they asked for flesh, it killed them because they already knew what was right from wrong. You see, sometimes at the beginning of your Christian walk, God allows you to do some things, and he's more merciful. But you keep doing it, brothers and sisters, and then you're going to end up with a problem. You know, sometimes we're involved in some stuff we ought not be involved in, and we actually pray for deliverance, and then God allows something bad to happen, and that's your deliverance. You prayed for it, okay? You know you weren't supposed to be doing something that you were doing, and you said, Lord, please deliver me from it. Then something real bad happened. You're like, I'm never doing that again. But you didn't wish that bad thing to happen, brothers and sisters, but that's God's mercy because he wants you to go to heaven. He loves you. Heaven would not be the same without you, and he doesn't want to have heaven without you. He will if you choose not to go there, but he's going to do all he can. And sometimes when we get under the spell of temptation because we get caught up, it could be a relationship, it could be a food item, it could be some place we like to go, some entertainment that's not best for us. The bottom line is when that happens, my dear brothers and sisters, God will put us under. He'll break the spell if you're sincere in ways that are not as comfortable. So don't ask God to humble you, friends. Humble yourself. If you don't humble yourself, God will humble you to save you. But he does want you to humble yourself. All right. So he gave him flesh, but then he began to rain bread. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening, the quails, that's a type of bird, came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, the dew lay round about the host. When the dew that lay was gone up, behold, the face of the wilderness There lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. When the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather it of every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of the persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses. You see, people are like disobedient, generally speaking. They don't want to listen, even when God has leadership in place and they're telling them reasonable things to do. So they left it, and look what happened. But some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers, for one man. That was on Friday. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, "This is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath of the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and seethe that which you will seethe, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, and Moses bade, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." So brothers and sisters, they didn't worship on Sunday. They were out there in that time gathering manna. It was just a regular work day that they worshiped and rested on the same day, which was the Sabbath. And watch this, because there will be people that will try to confuse you and keep you in a spell. They will tell you that the Sabbath was part of the old covenant and that the Ten Commandments was nailed to the cross. Yet they keep 9 of the 10. They don't tell you it's all right to kill and steal and lie and sleep around. They just tell you you don't have to keep the Sabbath. The Bible says if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one, you're guilty of all. We should not be working on the Sabbath. We should not be shopping on the Sabbath. We should not be cooking on the Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Now, you might have to warm up the food, but we should prepare before, and you can if you put your mind to it, okay? And so people go out and eat on the Sabbath day. Friends, I mean, if there is some emergency, hey, I'm not going to be your judge, but I'm just talking about the general rule of thumb. That's not a day to go out and eat. Okay, that's a day of holiness, of worship. We spend time with God and fellowship with the saints, brothers and sisters. That's what the Sabbath is. And this is before the Ten Commandments was given. So people say the Ten Commandments was the covenant. I don't have time to explain all that right now, but the Ten Commandments had not been given. So here is another verse that shows you the Sabbath was already in place before God gave the Ten Commandments. It hadn't even been given yet, yet they honored the Sabbath, the one at creation, brothers and sisters. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he hath given you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. He did not keep giving them flesh. He gave them plant-based manna. And Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commandeth, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that you may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." So there was manna that was put in the ark of the covenant. And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony," that's the ark of the covenant, "to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. Brothers and sisters, God is so wonderful. He's so merciful. Let's ask God. Just ask him, Lord, if there's any spell that I'm under, please remove the spell. God will do it, friends. But remember, the spell will always go against the word of God. And so you can be under kind of like a trance-like state, hard to go, to be freed from the trance, brothers and sisters. But you can ask God to remove the spell. When you do, I'm going to tell you this is how it's going to go. When you ask God, Lord, if I'm under a trance, please remove it from me. If you don't follow the word of God, God, and you're sincere, God's going to let something bad happen, and you will get out. You will go out, okay? You'll get kicked out or something will be very clear to you, and it'd be more painful because you should have been out a long time ago. And I'm not just talking about where you worship. I'm talking about what you do. I'm talking about who you're with. I'm talking about who you fellowship with in social arenas. Sometimes, you know, we dipping and you know, slipping and sliding, and have a woman on the side, a man on the side, and you know. If you're under a spell, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you God's going to get you out, but it's not going to be good. So why don't you do it while it's more peaceful? Let's do it the right way and allow the Holy Spirit to lead. All right, friends, let's go ahead and close out at this time with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. We ask that you bless us. And as we take a break, get ready for our wellness segment of the broadcast, we pray for your spirit to bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll have the torso song, after which we will hear from Sister Lenny, and her subject is, brothers and sisters, be complex about carbohydrates. Be complex about carbohydrates. The next song you'll hear is the torso song, after which we'll hear Sister Lenny.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to torso of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might sleep feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. Must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. All right, Sister Lenny's going to be sharing with us B Complex, about carbohydrates.
Good morning. Happy Monday. B Complex, about carbohydrates. As you decrease the fat in your diet in an effort to lower your cholesterol level, you'll probably increase the amount of carbohydrates you consume. Ironically, carbohydrates tend to raise triglyceride levels in the blood. However, you can offset this effect by eating foods high in complex carbohydrates and fiber, whole grains, beans, legumes, vegetables, and fruits, and limiting consumption of simple carbohydrates, sugars, and foods high in sugar. In addition, whole grains and vegetables digest more slowly, which makes them gentle on your blood sugar levels. Plus, they'll keep you satiated longer, so you're less likely to overeat and become overweight. Go for whole foods. Reach for whole grains and whole grain cereals and breads rather than refined carbohydrate products like white bread and baked goods made with different flours that are white that have all the fiber stripped from them. Don't be fooled. Check the ingredients list when buying foods labeled whole wheat or 7-grain. Many of them are made from a mixture of flours and contain very small amounts of fiber and bran. Crunch. Eat plenty of whole fruits and vegetables. This morning's health segment is coming from Food for Health and Healing, page 177. Thank you so much. May God bless you today. Have a happy, healthy day.
Amen. Praise God. Before we open the phone lines, we want to tell you that we have a wellness certification as a wellness, holistic wellness coach. And the lesson, it's a 13-lesson course. 12 of the lessons will cover the 12 systems of the body, giving you major diseases within those systems and all the protocols you need to treat those diseases. We use a unique learning system called Torso Flow that God gave us, and it uses flow charts to teach the true medical missionary health message. Lesson 1 is free and is this Sunday at 10 a.m. on Zoom. Okay, so it's 10 to 12. We're going to be on time. We're going to start on time. We're going to end on time. 10 to 12. The first lesson is free, after which if you like what you've relearned in that lesson, it's going to be foundational material. We'll begin in earnest with the 12 systems. So it's every Sunday starting August the 27th after the first lesson. The first lesson is August the 6th. After that, lessons 2 through 13, which is 12 lessons, is August 27th, every Sunday 10 to 12, with the exception of September 10. There's a break on September 10. That's a Sunday where some of the individuals will not be able to be on with us. So the bottom line, friends, is that before the holidays, you can have a certification as a wellness coach. It's cheaper than when it's actually an online course. You have a live teacher to interact with. There are some simple assignments, but the bottom line is you will be able to do it. It's not going to take all your time because we have a learning system now that gives you the information in short order. So we're going to put it on the homepage of our website, torso.org, hopefully today. But if you can contact me if you have any questions, it is reasonably priced. I'm not going to get into the cost right now, but it's reasonably priced, and there's payment plans if you need them. So definitely sign up to learn how to heal your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, and others. You will actually get the information you need to open up a holistic wellness center, my friends, or a service to the community where people come to you to get wellness coaching, so on and so forth. All right. Time to do roll call. We have on Facebook, we have South Carolina, we have North Carolina, we have Louisiana, Maryland, we have Georgia, and we have, I believe that's going to be Virginia. And on the call, we have Ohio, we have Pennsylvania, we have Maryland, we have Delaware, 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 and Delaware again. We have Michigan, we have New Jersey, we have, I believe that's Michigan again. I forgot what the 405 area code is. I'm going to check it real quick just because I like to do the roll call properly. And no, that's Oklahoma. Sorry about that. That's Oklahoma. That's 405. Welcome. We have a few new people. we just welcome you from Ohio and Oklahoma and Michigan. And we have Iowa. We have Michigan again, and we have Georgia. So welcome one, welcome one, welcome all. On Facebook, so those on the call, if you have any comment, press star 6. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes before the top of the hour. And just press star 6, star 6. From Peyton, we have good morning to all of us. We have from Sister Vicky, a good morning on Facebook. And it's on the call. Is there anyone that has to say anything? Press star 6. Friends, this information really that we'll be sharing, we'll be showing you how to shrink cancerous tumors in the shortest period of time. These are things that we have learned in 30-some-odd years. We're going to learn even new therapies that are just awesome therapies. We're going to have a good time. We have a textbook. I'm going to show it to you real quickly. Where is it? There it is. This is our textbook, okay? This is our textbook. Over 300 pages for those who can see it, and it is full of flowcharts. So when we're explaining something, we show it to you in a flowchart so that you can clearly see the path of cure, the path of the disease, the natural remedies, whatever. And it's very picturesque, lots of pictures, and there are lots of QR codes so that you can actually go and get even more information. And so, like I just turned to this page, it gives you lots of juicy smoothies and recipes. You'll see here pictured the 12 systems of the body. So the majority of it's a systemic approach. We take the system of the body, and we actually teach the diseases of that system and how to cure what they are and how to cure them. And you will be blessed, and you will learn in record time. So definitely everybody needs to be on Zoom. It's not my – I don't believe it's going to be my Zoom. We'll verify that, but – you need to contact us so you can get the Zoom information. Those of who have already contacted me, you're going to get information. I'll send you a text or some kind of way you'll know. But it will be on the main page of our website, torso.org. And tell everybody, people don't have to have any financial obligation to go to lesson one. And if you like what you see in lesson one, the next lesson wouldn't start until August the 27th, and it's every Sunday thereafter from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I should have said that, yeah, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, because it's not that long. It's not till 12 p.m. I guess that is 12 p.m., but you get it, what I'm saying. So the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is we really want to tell you, we really want you to come and join us at this class. Young, old, a person, doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter, none of that matters. We can take up to 100 students, everybody coming in on Zoom, and we'll be teaching the class live. You'll have your textbook in hand, and there will be plenty of additional handouts that will be emailed to you, and you'll be able to incorporate those as well in your material. All right, my friends, there's no one in the queue. No one has any questions. Maybe somebody has a question about the course. Just go ahead and ask. We're excited about this. We see the hand of God in it. There is a wonderful group of people that do international ministry. They have lots of different Zoom calls from people all over the world, and they asked us to teach this course. We were just going to put the course online, but now that they've asked us to do this, we actually have a discounted rate, and you can actually get it with a live teacher. You just have to do it at a certain time, okay? So that's 10 a.m. to 12 noon every Sunday from August 27th through November 19th, with the exception of September 10th. It skips one Sunday in that period. And that's before the holidays. So you don't have to worry about it interfering with your holidays. That's before Thanksgiving time. But lesson one is this coming Sunday. So it gives people time to look at it, pray about it, and see, yes, I do want this. And you will see that what we will be showing you is second to none education. God has shown us some things about the body, about disease, about the ways of treating it that you need to hear, friends, and we want to share it with you. All right. There's no one in the queue. God bless you. I'm going to ask my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace. Contact me. Send me a text. Give me a call if you're interested in the school, and I'll put you on my list, personal list, so you can be notified. God bless.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to continue to learn as we draw close to you. We pray that your spirit will be with us throughout this day. Help us, Lord, to be able to pause throughout the day, remembering to give you praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving as you help lead, guide, direct, and instruct us. Keep us faithful to you, Lord, and help us to do all we can to be able to receive the crown of glory. We pray that all will be done in accordance with your perfect will and that you have purpose, desire, willed for each of our lives. Help us to serve you and only you. And help us to be of service to others, Lord. May we be able to show them the love of Jesus. These things we pray in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die.
All right.